it's Monday, the, I think, 20th. Yes, it's the 20th of April, 2015, up here at Nairnloch Loy Holiday Park on a beautiful Moray coast. Just come around to the back of the caravan, there's a bit of a cool breeze blowing. It's not a wind, just a breeze, but it's enough to upset the mics. So sheltered at the back of the caravan. It's, what time is it? It's probably about 9:40, quarter to 10, I think, in the morning. And what was a heavily cloudy sky earlier on is now broken up to be more blue sky than cloud, and the sun's bursting through. So it's lovely standing here at the back of the shelter, back rear of the caravan. And I look, I'm facing east, but all I can see is caravans, of course. But if I turn and face north, I'm looking probably about 30 yards to the big sand dunes, and with the regular pathways up over the sand dunes, it's within less than a 2 minute walk, I can be standing on top of those and looking at right across the Moray Firth to the Black Isle and to the Beulah Firth, Nigg, and beautiful, beautiful beaches. Now, if I stood up there and looked west, I'd be looking right along to the Kissock Bridge at the beginning of Inverness. But I'm not, because I'm sheltering here behind the caravan, and now the sun is out full, 100%, and it's cooking hot here. It's beautiful. Today, Monday, we're going to do one of our other joints. I'm not quite sure how we're going to do it. It's used this kind of circular route or loop, if you like, and be up by, up over the Black Isle from Inverness and up to Invergordon, which is a beautiful little town. Famous for the ferry ships, the big cruise ships, I should say. The cruise ships come in there a lot because it's a deep water harbour, and they can get in there and then they just get bussed down to Inverness or wherever the companies are taking them. Loads to do today, and if the weather's like this, it's going to be beautiful. Yesterday was a grey day, grey from start till almost evening. It just stayed grey, very calm, dry. So we had a right lazy day. We didn't really do much. We took a wee joint out to Old Dern, a wonderful old antiques place just about a mile out of the village of Old Dern. This guy, I think he does salvage and house clearances. Stuff you can get. You can buy a Victorian lamppost, not joking. Or you can buy a giant cast iron bath. beautiful Victorian or even older pictures and clothing. It seems to go into all that kind of old period stuff. And he's got knickknacks as well. So we always pop out there and usually end up picking up something to take home. And from there we went to House of Brodie, which is like a small version of House of Brewer. Maybe many people have heard of House of Brewer on the A9 north of Pitlochry. Famous place for shopping, retail. It's not like a big retail centre, it's one dedicated House of Brewer centre. But House of Brodie is like a little version of that. Always pick up something nice in there too. Well, it's a wee bit pricey, you know, but there's always something you pick up. So, as I said, we had a very lazy day yesterday. Came back to the caravan and about 5 p.m. Yeah, I think about 5, half 5. We got the warm gear on and took a walk along the west coastal path right along the top of the beach. Nairn has this wonderful raised bank that keeps the sea back. Well, the sea's actually further out than that, but I think they built it way, way back. And then they tar macadam the top of it, so it's a cycle way, a pathway, a walkway, and you can walk for miles. It's beautiful. So we went for a good lengthy stroll to walk off the large apple pie we had eaten from the House of Brodie. We didn't actually eat it all. But so we were walking out into this cold day, and the same on the way back. When we got back, we felt totally refreshed. So as I said, it was a lazy day. We went to bed at 10 last night, and went. By that time, the caravan park had already cleared quite a bit because a lot of people getting away back to begin their working week. They'd be booked until this morning, but if they're working today, they have to leave. You know, at least by afternoon probably, or early evening yesterday. So by the time we went to bed last night, there was a heck of a clear out round about here. And now that it's Monday morning, it's a changeover. So you have people here who are from booked in Friday to Monday, and then they leave 10 a.m. this morning, and then about 3-4 this afternoon, people will begin to move in who are booked in Monday to Friday. And then of course you have the people who pay full whack to the caravan park and book in Saturday to Saturday. But Monday to Friday is going to be an awful lot quieter. But having said that, no issues whatsoever. It's been great. We've been having great sleeps, and of course we're away most of the day, so we don't hang about the park. We don't use the club facilities or anything like that. But it's been great so far. So as I say, the sky is clearing now. It's beautiful. It's beautifully warm. My goodness, that's warming right through the bone. And we'll get washed, have a light breakfast, and then I think it'll be Invergordon, Black Isle, Dingwall, Strathpeffer today. That'll be the loop, I guess. So I always enjoy that. So it's been great so far. I'm getting a lovely, I've just moved to the corner of the caravan, and getting a lovely smell of sea air now drifting past the side of the caravan. Ah, freshness and sun's warmth all up and go. Beautiful. And the sound of seagulls. No blackbirds or blue tits or whatever. Just seagulls and more seagulls and more seagulls. And those buggers set off into the air about 4 o'clock in the morning. You can hear them circling away above. But they don't keep you awake. It's the ones that land on top of your caravan roof and stomp about, trying to get you out of bed so you'll toss something out to feed. But it's banned here. I think I mentioned that. They put out a leaflet with every visitor. Do not feed the seagulls. Yeah. But I guess I'll keep trying. They'll tempt someone to chuck something out just for a bit of peace and quiet. Anyway, I'm going to go in. I'll be getting showered. It looks like it's going to be a lovely day. Yeah, it's been good so far. Lovely stuff, lovely stuff. I hope to get a recording down in the beach later on today, if I get a chance. Catch the surf. What you hear in the background, there's the cleaners been cleaning out the caravans for the next visitors. Right, share time.